dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, my favorite day of the week. It's Friday, January. Yeah, missing days, missing months. Yeah, so it goes in the Valley of the Sun, the vortex where everything is happening over the next 48 hours. Today is February the 1st. We are past January. A crazy place to live, Scottsdale, Arizona, in at this time of the year. There were plus or minus about 150,000 people in attendance at the FBR Open, which is basically a party disguised as a golf tournament, followed this weekend by, obviously, the Super Bowl on Sunday. And if you had to see a small airport in Scottsdale Airport, it most probably has more aeroplanes sitting there than the gross domestic product of many small African countries. So it's a crazy weekend on this side of the planet. And the weather obviously is perfect, although there could be rain on Sunday. But don't worry, because the Glendale Arena has a roof on it, so people at the Super Bowl won't be discomforted, but the people at the FBR Open on the final day may get a little wet. Having said all that, one wouldn't even assume that there was any economic upheavals going on out there. It's unbelievable. Anyway, let's take a look what happened the final day of the week in the financial markets, and what an education it was again today. Once again, Wall Street discounted all the bad news. They weren't interested in the bad news in any way, shape, or form. All they were talking about was Microsoft is buying Yahoo. Now, although it was merely an exploratory effort on the part of Microsoft, nothing was solid. Nothing has been written down on paper. The Justice Department would be concerned about the takeover of Yahoo by Microsoft because of, obviously, a monopoly theory. And they completely didn't pay any attention to the fact that Google has plunged from $700 to $500. They weren't concerned about the unemployment figures, which came in worse than expected. 17,000 people. And that's an estimate. They revised these figures. It could have been 50,000 for all we know. But they put a smiley face on everything today. And the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 all scored on the day. We'll bring you those numbers. And what happened in the metals after the Where's My Gold article in the Wall Street Journal?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Let me tell you something. I haven't heard anyone in the media talking about the January barometer, which is based on the view that as January goes, so goes the year. And that's probably because they only talk about it when the market has a strong January, which predicts a good year. Unfortunately, this January was a very bad one, almost the worst on record. A 6% loss in the S&P 500 makes it the sixth worst January ever. Now, according to the Stock Traders Almanac, the January barometer predicts the year's course with a better than .754 batting average. It goes on to state that every down January on the S&P since 1950, without exception, preceded a new or extended bear market or a flat market. They didn't say diddly about that. All they were talking about today, well, this is a good start to the month of February. Yeah, because it was all based on a lie, on a wing and a prayer. Even had the president out there today giving a speech. He's become more socialist as the year goes on, saying that the government, which means basically you, have got to make whole on these people who took out these subprime mortgages and were lied to. So if some idiot somewhere decides that he doesn't have the income to support a $400,000 home, that somehow I've got to dig in my pocket to save his poor sorry butt, I swear this man has absolutely no concept of how America was founded. I don't think he's even read the Constitution. Anyway, that being said, Dow Jones Industrial Averages closed up 92 points at 12,743. NASDAQ up 23 points at 2,413. S&P 500 up 16 at 1,395, a long way away from 1,500. As we said, pink slips, there was a blizzard of them. And that number's going to get rejiggered and refocused and revised, and who knows how bad it will be. But that was all they needed to push, obviously, gold lower. Why did gold go lower today? A number of reasons. They discounted all the bad news. Overnight, gold hit new records. Silver hit a 17-year record overnight, going way above $17 an ounce. Gold, at one point, was knocking on the door of $940 in London trading. And you want to tell me there's no manipulation in this market? Please, give me a break. Gold closed down $15 at $908.70, had a low of $903. And as I said, had a high in London close to $940. Silver closed off 8 cents at $16.84. Platinum, big winner. Why? Because they don't know how to turn the lights on in Africa. Well, they said all week, well, we got this problem solved. And we find out, ain't going to solve this problem. Why? Because they fired all the white guys. It's affirmative action. Why did the lights go out? Just think affirmative action. See how wonderful affirmative action is? Platinum up $25 at $1,760. Big winner today, palladium. Up almost 8.5%, up $32 at $414. They got giddy about oil today, even though Exxon reported last quarter, fourth quarter earnings, biggest on record of any American company in the history of the planet. Oil down $2.95 to close out at $88.80. Can we assume that the prices at the pump are going to drop below $3 a barrel? Fat chance. As a matter of fact, they're saying we could be looking at $3.50 to $4 a gallon gas come spring. U.S. dollar, that's a story about gold, up 29 basis points to end the week at 75.47. What's in store for us next week? Well, there's a whole bunch of other numbers coming out. Economic highlights for next week include factory orders on Monday, the ISM services on Tuesday, productivity on Wednesday, initial jobless claims, pending home sales, and consumer credit on Thursday, and wholesale inventories on Friday. What do all those numbers mean? Pretty much nothing. It is it is all those numbers that usually get revised at another point in time. But here you had today, as I said, an amazing day. And it just shows how the psychology of the people that watch, and you can see people do watch these financial shows on CNBC and base their decisions based on what the talking heads said. I mean, you had Yahoo that was basically falling out of bed. I think it hit a low of around about $19. Today was up $8. Microsoft was actually down on the day. Nobody paid any attention to Google. I mean, remember when Google was $700 and all these analysts, these MIT brain children out there, oh, it's going to 1,000. I remember saying, I bet you gold gets to $1,000 an ounce before Google gets to $1,000 a share. But anyway, that was the psychology that was out there today. It was an amazing thing to watch. It was actually even more amazing to watch how strong gold and silver were in London trading and how weak the dollar was. Now, you can't tell me in a matter of 60 minutes from the time London closed till the time New York opens that there was a complete change in psychology. I guess people across the pond saw something that we didn't see over here. We were consumed with wishing that the truth was not a reality and that home prices are going to decline probably another 25 or 30% this year. Also boosting the market today was once again rumors that a consortium of banks had got together and are working on a plan as we speak this weekend to save the bond insurers. Now, why would the banks be wanting to save the bond insurers? Well, somebody's got to save the bond insurers, because God forbid we let them go out of business because they had a bad business model and they deviated from just simply guaranteeing municipal bonds, which, by the way, municipal bonds, AAA credit rating, as solid as a brick house. Well, guess what? They go on to junk status as well, according to the Bloomberg News. But here you had this. It's just a rumor that all these banks are getting together to bail out these bond insurers. And the reason why the banks want to bail out the bond insurers, because if the bond insurers go down and all those AAA credit ratings go out of the window, then they've got to refigure the bond ratings, take them down to AA, which means that the bond insurers have to come up with more money, which means that the banks then have to write off these debts or put these debts onto its books. It's bad news for the banks. So no wonder the banks want to bail out the bond insurers because they want to save their own poor, sorry butts. Well, it's coming to the risk. And that was most probably the sole reason why the president gave that stupid radio address interview today. Yes, the economy is, but we got to, you know, the government needs to step up and save those people who made stupid decisions. It seems as though we're consumed with protecting stupidity in this country. No matter what you look at, no matter what laws are written, laws, they want to protect us from stupidity. Where in the Constitution does it give the government the right to protect us from stupidity? Talk about it. It's amazing. Let me give you another typical example of people in government that are really stupid. Scottsdale City Council. Now, there is a collection of stupid people. About a year or two ago, Scottsdale City Council decided to annex a huge plot of land that was owned by the home builder called Toll Brothers. And they estimated that the value of the land was $35 million. So they said to Toll Brothers, we don't care what the real estate market is. We're going to give you $35 million. Toll Brothers said, no, it's worth $50 million. So guess what? We go to court. Guess what happens? City of Scottsdale loses, Toll Brothers wins, and the judge awards them $81 million. Now guess where they're going to get that $81 million from? I'll tell you when we return.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
What wisdom hangs a man upon a tree as the only way to end my misery? What kind of thinking made the way to heaven hard? A crooked journey down a straight and narrow path. How can I make sense of this? I am living in God's foolishness. All the money and the power and the cleverness of this world defeated by foolishness.
He must be sitting there looking at the Scottsdale City Council, and they the epitome of foolish, stupid people. Because now that they have to pay out $81 million for a brain-dead decision that somebody made, now guess who's going to pay? And guess how they're going to raise this $81 million they now need? And we won't even get into the fact that they're getting hammered by obviously the decline in real estate prices, but that's neither here nor there. Their idea, I had a woman call up the other day on the show. I don't know where she was. She came out of left field. She was talking about that if Ron Paul became president of the United States, America would turn to fascism. Well, if that lady is listening, let me tell you something. You don't have to wait for Ron Paul to become president before America turns to fascism. America is fascist. I am living in a fascist state. This is such a fascist state, I can't believe it. Because in order to raise this money now, they are going to increase, yes, they're going to increase speeding cameras. They are going to increase photo radar. They are going to increase the number of DUI arrests because we have the toughest DUI laws on the books in the nation. As a matter of fact, you've got to barely look at a beer and you will be an impaired driver. You don't even have to drink the thing anymore. And they are everywhere. There are roadblocks all over this town. After 9 o'clock at night, well, if you go out and have dinner and a bottle of wine, you better get a cab home. And if that's not bad enough, once you go into the outskirts of Phoenix, there's a Department of Homeland Security checkpoints. Oh, they lined up there just to find out whether you're an American citizen or not. It's almost there to the point of, where's your papers, please? They haven't got that bad yet, but they ask you if you're an American citizen. And while they're asking you all these questions, are you carrying any drugs or alcohol in your car? There's sniffer dogs walking around your car. In the land of the free and the home of the brave. You know, people can't recognize fascism. And the Americans can't see it because they've never seen it before. They've never lived in a country that has become a police state, where if you see a cop anywhere, your blood runs cold because you don't know what the heck he's going to do. You know, I can remember one of the most vivid memories I have of coming to America, outside of the one that really blew my mind, that you could actually go up to a little box on the side of the street and buy a newspaper, and they put in a quarter and they expected you to take one newspaper out. For me, that was a sign of freedom. The other sign of freedom, and it took me a while to overcome this, was looking at cops as being friendly people. You see, because I came from a place where cops weren't friendly people. And they could do whatever they wanted. If they suspected you of being a terrorist, for instance, they had the right to lock you up without trial for 90 days, without a judge, without a lawyer. What am I saying? That sounds like the Patriot Act. But we are a fascist nation. A lot of people out there will say, oh, of course not, Robert. You're exaggerating. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Give me a break. It's getting worse. We got people running for president who want a national ID card. It's allegedly to stop illegals. So if you happen to be a born-bred third-generation American, but you happen to look like a Latino, what's going to happen when you walk in and apply for a job? You're going to have to show them, you're going to have to prove to them by an official sanctioned government ID that you are a third generation American. It's not for illegals, ain't going to do a single thing to stop illegals. You know when I left South Africa? I left South Africa when the government announced that very same thing. That everybody is going to have to carry up what they referred to back then was a passport. Yes, you have to have a passport. Yeah, I know fascism when I see it. I'm staring it right in the face, right here in the heart of Scottsdale, Arizona. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
They said about Mussolini's Italy that fascism wasn't all that bad because the trains ran on time. Well, fascism in America is worse because the planes don't run on time because we got the stupid Department of Homeland Security worrying about stupid stuff, wanting to protect us from the boogeyman. And in order to protect us from the boogeyman, what have they done? They've stripped all your constitutional rights and protections away. I mean, it's amazing. And I get so tired of hearing this. Well, if you got nothing to hide, what are you going to worry about? That just shows you the idiocy of the people that we are dealing with. I made a statement a couple of weeks ago. I said America may be ready to elect a woman as a president, but they're sure not ready to elect a black man. I've since, after watching the debate last night and watching the fawning over Barack Obama, nobody understands a single position the man has. We don't understand if he's adopted the preemptive attack policy. We don't know anything about any of his positions. And it's all based on something that you can identify as white guilt, which I brought up the other day. People said, well, why don't you repeat that again? Because white guilt is obviously a fact of what we are dealing with right now. There's been decades vilification against white males. It starts at school, for goodness sake. Starts at kindergarten. There's been a systematic effort to take men out of the picture. And men have become so, I would use a term ending with whipped. It is almost unbelievable to witness. I see guys hugging guys. When did this start? What happened to men shaking hands? I see John McCain hugging everybody. I guess this is a new compassionate conservatism. But ultimately, what we are dealing with right now is we are dealing with the effects of white guilt. You may not realize it, but it's a fact of life. I saw the same thing, and when I analyzed what happened in South Africa, how come these staunch Afrikaners gave up what is their land? And they did it because they were browbeaten for so many years that they were racists, Nazi sympathizers. Well, they did have a, well, they were kind of, well, there were a lot of Germans in South Africa. But they got browbeaten by the West. If you were from Southern Africa and you traveled around the world, you were inundated with questions all the time about the evilness of apartheid. And that somehow if you were white from Africa, you had a white sheet in your back pocket. I got so sick and tired of answering the questions in order to put a stop to it, because most people can't tell the difference of an accent from Africa, from England or Australia. I used to tell, I'm an Australian. I mean, I got beaten down. I denied who I was, and the cock crowed three times. But I'm seeing the same thing now. It is, I don't know what it is. I guess it's part of our Western culture and our Western civilization that we seek peace. We just basically want peace. And we will sacrifice anything in order to achieve that peace. And so South Africans sacrificed their land in order for peace, thinking that, okay, if we just hand power over to the blacks, everything will be okay, and people won't accuse us of being racists anymore. And now look what they got. They went from a first world to a third world. They can't even switch the lights on. And there's genocide going on. Nobody wants to talk about white genocide, just like nobody wants to talk about black genocide going on in Kenya right now. Well, it doesn't matter to us over here because it's just simply blacks killing blacks. Imagine if there were white people involved over there and the white people were doing the killing. Oh, then it'll be all over the news. But because it's blacks killing blacks and it's ethnic, it's tribal. These people have been living harmoniously together for centuries. Well, decades. But now just a spark has resurrected old hatreds. Is it anyone? That's the same thing happening between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Same thing happened between the Protestants and the Catholics in Northern Ireland. Same thing ultimately is going to happen here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. But a large swath of people are consumed with this white guilt in America. And they think that by simply supporting Barack Obama, irrespective of what his positions on a whole myriad of issues, that it somehow will cleanse us from the guilt of slavery and the guilt of segregation. You know, Ian Smith got a lot of heat when he made a statement once that it would take blacks in Africa 1,000 years before they were capable of taking care of themselves. And that very statement caused him to be labeled a white supremacist. Well, I submit to you, Zimbabwe. Was Ian Smith right in saying that blacks are incapable in Africa of taking care of themselves? And that's a fact, because they have tribal differences. They have different witch doctors they believe in. They believe in tokoloshes. They are not Christians. We hear, oh, these people are Christians. No, they're not Christians. They may have some belief in a higher power, but let me tell you something. They are petrified of the witch doctor and his magic. This is why you still, to this very day, find people's bodies dismembered all over Africa. And they'll take out whatever the witch doctor, whether the witch doctor seems to think that this guy did you wrong, and that in order for you to appease the spirits, you have to pull out his kidney, his lung, his heart, his eyes, his tongue, and eat it, uncooked. So we've got this psyche that afflicted whites in Africa. It's the same thing that's afflicting whites in America as we speak, with this, all of a sudden, this newfound passion for Barack Obama. And then you got Hillary. I mean, last night was another amazing education as she was stammering about her decision, because Barack Obama hit on the fact that he didn't vote for war, and I'll give him credit for that. And even a blind dog can find a bone. But Hillary was stammering about her support for the war, saying, well, she supported the war vote, but she didn't really think they would go to war. If Hillary Clinton was really honest about why she voted for it, she would have said, but obviously she couldn't say this because it had alienated a base of hers, which is the Jewish vote. And the large majority of senators on the liberal persuasion that voted to go to this war was in large part by the pressure that was put on them by the Israeli lobby. But you see, those things are taboo to say. You can't say those things in polite company in this politically correct world in which we live in. You know, I sit and I watch this stuff and I go, is it possible? Is it actually possible that I could be looking at a third country that I have to run away from? I'm getting, and there's no other countries out there. I've run out of them. I've been to them all. It is amazing. Anyway, we got a call. I've been yabbering for too long. Henry, Connecticut. Hey, Henry. Hello, Henry. Hello, Henry. Oh, Henry got cut off. I'll call back, Henry. I'll try to pay attention and not ramble on so long. But I say this all the time. The similarities that I see in people's psychology, in how this guilt has inflicted so many people, and rather than standing up for the principles that this nation was founded on. I mean, it also helps explain why the large swath of the American people have no concept of what Ron Paul is talking about. In the last debate, although he only had a few questions handed his way by CNN, and you could tell that all they were interested in was causing a food fight between John McCain and Mitt Romney, and they obliged. But when Ron Paul would answer a question about the economy, there was no follow-up questions, and the reason why there was no follow-up questions is because they didn't even understand the mere concept of the problem that we are in today based on, obviously, a fiat money system. Why is the dollar collapsing? Why are we bouncing from one bubble to the next? What is it with this connection to gold? I mean, gold and Ron Paul are very similar. They get no respect whatsoever. The financial media doesn't want to talk about gold. Gold was soaring all week. And the only time they mentioned gold was today. Why? Because gold was down $15. Oh, we see gold is plunging. Oh, the dollar is strengthening. Everything's fine. Now gold's going down and the dollar's going up. We saved the world. Once we saved the bankers. No, you didn't save anything. And see, I don't want to put a downer on it. It's Friday. But the facts are the facts. America's in a financial death spiral. Foreigners are not sending their dollars to invest in America. Money has no loyalty, has no patriotism. Money seeks out its best return. Right now, they don't see a good return in the good old U.S. of A. Why invest in the USA when you're only going to get 3%, when you can invest in the euro and get 4.5%? Why do business in America when you get to the airport and arrive in the land of the free and the home of the brave, some guy wants to stick a searchlight up your butt. And if you're a businessman and you want to invest in America, you've got to make sure that nowhere in your entire financial history that you ever contributed to some organization that may, because of some pencil pusher in the U.S. Treasury Department, thinks that you somehow contributed to some terrorist organization, thereby giving this pencil neat geek the opportunity to seize all your assets. Anyway, Henry's back. Thanks for coming back, Henry.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Good, okay. That's excellent what you just brought up about the gold. So gold went down $15 today, so then they mention it. Well, let me tell you my opinion. I can't afford to buy gold right now. If I would afford to buy gold from you, I would. Except it wouldn't be sovereign. I would get $10 Indians, $20 Indians, $10 and $20 Liberties, $5 Liberties, and maybe one or two, a few of the European coins, probably the Danish krona, because I'm going to be maybe going there. But I will tell you this. Let's say I had gold went down. They Rockefeller them tried some real big thing where they were planning, and they made gold go down from, let's say if it's 900 or 901 or whatever it is, and made it kick down to $500. Let's just say. I mean, they would have to just empty out their whole coffers to do that. I mean, because they couldn't even get it down $100 a year last year.
Do what Google has done over the last 2 months.
What now? You say Google?
Do what Google has done. In other words, Google was $700 a share. Now it's $500.
I see. Yeah, and they were trying to encourage people to buy Google. Yeah. Well, Google was a good stock, but I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe somebody got to them. They used to be great at one time.
Not if you bought it at 700.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, let's say if they did, I still would buy. Because I know the whole thing, the stuff you're saying, the stuff Robert Chapman's saying, you're right on. And actually, I don't hope that to happen. I'll tell you, for people like me and others who don't have gold yet, and they do hammer it down a couple of $100, it'd be nice for us, I have to tell you, because it's going to go much higher. Now, there's another guy on, I think he was on, by the way, we're talking about this, I'm sorry you weren't on George Norrie, because I think he would let you on, because the guy, I think Bill Murphy, he was on from GATA,
yeah,
not the anti-gold, antitrust something. And he was saying that this stuff is going to explode. He said it'll take a little while, but it's going to explode. You notice each time they do this, even when they're hammering with the gold, it's not the highs that you got to look at. What you look at is the new higher lows. In other words, when they hammer it down, when it kept going closer to 700, it still kept getting higher and higher. And each time they hammer it down, it still has a higher low. So even if they try to tamper it with it, it's still going to keep going up anyway. It's the lows that you got to look at. So they can't do anything about it. And they're not going to be able to stop it. And that's
of course they won't.
Okay, listen. Oh, by the way, you're right what you're saying about the thing in Africa, because Glossy was saying the same thing. I'd like to know why this country's so insane that we'd be bringing all these Bantus and Zulus and Samoans and bringing them over here. You know, I don't even know what a toilet is. In the name of some human, well, universal humanitarian ideals. It's just stupid.
Thanks, Henry.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A billion people died on the news tonight, but not so many cried at the devil's sight. Well, Mama said, it's just make-believe. You can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes to the lullabies on the news tonight. Who's the one to decide that it would be alright to put the music behind the news tonight? Well, Mama said, you can't believe everything you hear. The diegetic world is so unclear. So baby, close your ears on the news tonight.
Welcome back, my friends. Yeah, you should close your ears to the news tonight. You know what's amazing? All over the media today, they were talking about how Barack Obama has raised $34 million. leading Hillary Clinton in fundraising. There hasn't been one single mention that Ron Paul has outraised every other single Republican running for president. Not a word, not a peep. And so I'll make a prediction for Super Tuesday. You will see, and you'll see the psychology that we're talking about, this white guilt psychology out there. You will see that people who turn out to vote for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama will most probably be 2 to 3 times more than Republicans that turn out to vote. I mean, look at their choices. John McCain or Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee or Ron Paul. Hopefully, the state of Arizona will go towards Ron Paul. There's something special going on here in Arizona and Ron Paul. Don't ask me what it is, but we'll see on Tuesday. But it is amazing to watch. The political system unfold. And if we do end up with John McCain as the Republican nominee for president, it will have a similar result as when the stupid Republicans nominated Bob Dole to run for president against Bill Clinton. It seems as though within the hierarchy of the Republican Party, everybody gets a turn based on their seniority to the party over many years, irrespective of whether they're electable or not. Apparently, they seem to want to give John McCain a final shot at becoming president. I'll most probably think about staying in America if Barack Obama becomes president, or Hillary Clinton. But I can tell you one thing for sure. If John McCain becomes president, I'm thinking Belize, Costa Rica, somewhere far away. Oh, God, why did I even bring that up? Anyway, I trust you have a good weekend. And if you're watching sport television over the weekend, if you want to see what Scottsdale, Arizona looks like, it'll be blazoned across the screen. Looks nice. Blue sky, green grass. But it's a bad mistake. Hope you have a good weekend. Bill Hunter.